For KBUT Community Radio News, this is Forrest Lease. Running from the top of Kepler Pass through Crested Butte and into the Slate River, Coal Creek is the primary source for the town of Crested Butte's water supply. But exactly how safe is the water in Coal Creek? The Coal Creek Watershed Coalition has spent nearly the last 2 years to find out. In January of 2004, the High Country Citizens Alliance organized a public meeting to reveal to the community the information they had collected about water quality concerns in Coal Creek. Responses from the community showed they wanted to see the water quality threats addressed, and the Coal Creek Watershed Coalition was formed. Since then, the coalition has been developing a watershed management plan and a water quality monitoring plan, with the assistance of the Environmental Protection Agency to develop those plans. Currently, the coalition is about to initiate their water quality monitoring plan, a 5-year plan in which they hope to gather enough information to know where to focus their efforts to deal with all the quality water concerns. The primary concern in Coal Creek is the Standard Mine, an abandoned mine at 11,000 feet on the south flank of Mount Evans, just below Scarps Ridge. The mine is discharging very high levels of metals into Elk Creek, which is a tributary of Coal Creek. The Coal Creek Watershed Coalition was informed last Tuesday the EPA has finalized its intent to put the Standard Mine on its national priority list of Superfund sites. This necessary and official action will allow the EPA to work with the local community in developing an investigation of the site for the purpose of developing a remediation plan. According to Steve Glazer, HICA's Water Program Director, as well as the coordinator of the Coal Creek Watershed Coalition, developing and implementing the plan will take 6 to 8 years and cost between $6 and $8 million. The coalition's goals are to restore the aquatic health and to maintain the safe water drinking supply for the town of Crested Butte. Glazer further explains.
Coal Creek offers several amenities to the community. It is the primary drinking water supply for the town, and it also provides recreational opportunities for adults fishing in Coal Creek and also for children playing in Coal Creek, in the Totem Pole Park in particular, where there are steps inviting children to go down and play in the creek.
Glazer contacted Joe Ryan, a professor at the University of Colorado Boulder. 2 weeks ago, Ryan, along with graduate, undergraduate, and prospective graduate students from the Department of Civil, Environmental, and Architectural Engineering at CU, came to Crested Butte to collect water samples from Coal Creek. According to Ryan, from the sampling that has been done in the past, it has been established that the metals zinc, copper, lead, and cadmium all exceed the values that are recommended for potentially being harmful for aquatic life over various reaches of the creek. Copper, zinc, and lead are exceeding the values downstream where Elk Creek comes into Coal Creek, and that the zinc is too high all the way down to Crested Butte. Ryan stated, even though the metals are naturally found on Mount Evans, the mining has sped up the release rate.
You know, sure, those metals were present in the ores that are in the mountains. They wouldn't be released from those ores at nearly the same rate as they are when mining is done. When you open up the mountain and expose it to oxygen, it allows metal sulfide ores to oxidize, and the metals are released, and that's what generates the metal concentrations and also the acidity.
Ryan explained, the rate of release of metals, what geologists call weathering, is usually proportional to the surface area of the rock.
So if you take a big chunk of rock and you think of how much surface area it has, and then you grind it up into small bits, and you think about how much that would increase the surface area, you could think of that as how much faster the metals are being released. And, of course, that's what most of the mining processes are all about, grinding and crushing and trying to get the metals out. And then what wasn't economically retrievable was put into waste dumps in that either a crushed or powdered form. And that's where a lot of the hazards are coming from today.
Ryan stated that an important thing to remember is that the aquatic levels are much different for the fish, which are most affected by the minerals in the water. He further stated that very little is known about those animals higher on the food chain that eat the fish in Coal Creek, but that there is probably not a great danger because, over time, the fish have moved downstream where the effects are not as severe. As far as the drinking water for the town of Crested Butte goes, Ryan had this to say.
You know, the risk to Crested Butte's drinking water, to Crested Butte's residents who are drinking the water, is really pretty minimal. The fact that this thing ends up on the hazard ranking score high enough to get it listed as a Superfund site is precautionary, I'd say. There's a possibility, I'd say it's fairly remote, that there could be some release. But then even if there is some release, still got to go down 2 miles of Elk Creek and another 2 to 3 more miles of Coal Creek before it gets to the Crested Butte water intake. And then even after that, all of that water goes through a treatment plant. And it's monitored, so the risk of anything actually getting to Crested Butte residents, I would say, is just non-existent.
The results of the water sampling study will not be ready for about a month, and possibly longer, according to Glazer, because many of Colorado's EPA officials are in the Southwest working with the many environmental problems caused by Hurricane Katrina. For KBUT Radio News, I'm Forrest Lease.